Blog Talk Radio.
I will bless the Lord at all times. His praise will continually be in my mouth. Psalms 34:1. You just tuned in to Voice of Truth Worldwide Ministry here on Blog Talk Radio. We are here every Sunday at 6:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Call a neighbor, call a friend, text them, email them, tweet them, hit them up on Facebook, and let them know that we're on the air live. We want to welcome everyone to the broadcast today, whether by phone or by web. We are so glad that you took time out of your busy day to be a part of the service today. Amen. This is a day that the Lord has made, and we ought to rejoice in it. Oh, hallelujah. Many didn't wake up this morning, but God allowed us to see another day. God has kept us. Glory be to God. And we ought to praise the Lord. Hallelujah. For he is worthy of all of our praise. Hallelujah. We ought to continue to praise the Lord. Amen. Glory to God. Voice of Truth Worldwide Ministry is under the leadership of Apostle Yvonne Rao, who is the president and the founder of Without Walls Worldwide Ministries. We want to invite you, encourage you to get connected to Without Walls Worldwide Ministries. We are ministries without walls, spreading and sharing the gospel of Jesus Christ around the whole world. Amen. We want you to get connected. We want you to stay connected to Without Walls Worldwide Ministry. God is going to do some great and marvelous things through Without Walls Worldwide Ministry. Amen. Glory be to God. For more information on how to get connected to Without Walls Worldwide Ministry, you can email Apostle Yvonne Rao at yrao@gmail.com, or you can connect with her on her Facebook page, Prophetess Yvonne Rao, and you can leave her a message there. Amen. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Just praising God for another day, for he is God, and he's God all by himself. God is good, and he's good all the time. Amen. I'm going to go ahead and open us up in prayer. Father, we just thank you for this day, oh God. We thank you for making ways out of no way for your people, oh God. We pray, Father God, that you will cover your people under the blood of Jesus, protect them from all dangers, seen and unseen. Oh, God, we just thank you for your holy word that's about to come forth, oh, God, in the name of Jesus. Father, I pray that you will decrease me. Let no one hear me, but let them hear the voice of truth, oh, God, in the mighty name of Jesus, Father. We thank you for the word that is going forth in the airways to bring hope and love and encouragement, oh, God, in the name of Jesus. We pray, Father, God, that you will save a soul and heal a mind and deliver a soul out of sin, oh God, in the mighty name of Jesus, oh God. We pray, Father God, that you will protect your leaders of your ministries, oh God, all over the world, oh God, and supply everything that they need for their ministries, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Oh, Father God, we just ask you to bless the ministries, oh God, oh my God, in the name of Jesus, oh God. We just give you praise for it even now, God, in the mighty name of Jesus. God, we just bless your name. We just said thank you, God, for all things, oh God. We thank you, God, for being God. We thank you, God, that you are everlasting Father. Oh, God, we just give you praise for it even now, God, in the name of Jesus. Father, God, we just pray that, Father, that you will comfort those who have lost loved ones, oh, God, in the name of Jesus. We pray for strength, oh, Father, in the name of Jesus, because you said you will comfort those that were mourning, oh, God. We ask that you will just comfort them right where they are, oh, God, in the name of Jesus. Father God, we just pray, Father God, that you will supply every need of every person under the sound of my voice, oh, God. You know what they need, oh, God, in the mighty name of Jesus, oh, God. Oh, God, we just pray right now, Lord, that you will save a soul, bring them out of sin. in and bring them out of darkness, oh God. We pray that you will heal the minds of your people, oh God, in the name of Jesus. God, just heal the minds and make them whole, oh God, in the mighty name of Jesus, oh God. Oh, my God, my God. Oh, help those that's thinking there's something wrong with their mind. Ain't nothing wrong with their mind. It's Jesus. Oh, God, just heal right now, God. Touch right now, God, and save them right now, God, for your glory, God, in the name of Jesus. Bring home every prodigal son and prodigal daughter, Father. Bring them home cleaned up, God, for your glory, oh God, in the mighty name of Jesus, I pray, oh God. Oh, Father God, we just thank you for your holy word that brings forth deliverance and healing in the lives of your people, oh God, all over the world. We just thank you for it right now, God, in the name of Jesus. Help us to trust in you, God. Hallelujah. Help us to trust in you alone, oh God, in the name of Jesus, to be our source of it, be our provider, oh God, in the mighty name of Jesus, God. Oh, God, we just thank you because you are God that's able to make a way out of no way when it seems like there's no way. God is able to make a way. God, we just said thank you for it even now, God, in the mighty name of Jesus, oh God. We just thank you, God. We just thank you for Jesus and the blood that he shed over 2,000 years ago that we might have life and have life through him and have it more abundantly, God, in the name of Jesus. We thank you for the blood. We thank you for his broken body that was broken for the whole body. We thank you for it even now, God, in the name of Jesus. We thank you for the Holy Spirit, oh God. Oh, my God. We thank you for the power of the Holy Ghost, oh God, in the mighty name of Jesus. We thank you for your deliverance power, oh God. We thank you for breaking the chains of the lives of your people all over this world, oh God, in the name of Jesus. We ask, Father God, that you would guide their footsteps, oh Father. Strengthen them where they're weak, oh God, in the mighty name of Jesus, oh God. Oh God, we just give you praise for it right now, God. Even now, God, we give you praise, oh God. We give you praise for what you already done. You didn't have to do it, God, but you did, and we said thank you, Lord. We praise your name for it even now, God, in the mighty name of Jesus, God. We just said thank you. We glorify you. We exalt your name on high. Oh, God, we love you, God, in the mighty name of Jesus. We just give you praise. We just give you glory. We call those things that be not as though they were in the mighty name of Jesus. We thank you, Father, for bringing it to pass in the mighty name of Jesus. All these things we pray in the mighty name of Jesus. Amen. All glory goes to God. Hallelujah. Somebody ought to help me praise the name of the Lord. For he is worthy of all of our praise. He's done so much for me. He laid down his life for us. Glory be to God. And we ought to praise the Lord. Glory be to God. We ought to give him praise. We ought to rejoice in another new day that he kept us. Glory be to God. We ought to praise him for feeding us and clothing us. We ought to praise. We ought to say thank you, Lord. We ought to thank him at all times for what he has already done for us. Glory be to God, my God. Because if it had not been for the Lord on our side, where would we be today without the Lord? Amen. That's the reason to praise and glory be to God. Hallelujah, my God, my God. We all could always keep a praise for the Lord on our tongue. We should always keep a praise down in our spirit for what God has already done for us. He didn't have to do it, but he did because he's that kind of God. He's a good God. Hallelujah. He's able to do all things. He's able to provide for his children. Amen. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. My God, my God. Hallelujah. We want to ask that if you have any prayer requests, if you would inbox those to me at Facebook, Elaine Jackson, or Voice of Truth Worldwide Ministries. You can also send your prayer request through our website, Voice of Truth Worldwide Ministries at yoda.com. Amen. Glory be to God. If you have any prayer requests, if you would just leave them there, we will keep you on our prayer list, and we will keep you in prayer. Hallelujah. All glory goes to God. Hallelujah. The message today, Psalm 118. Amen. Psalm 118. And the word of God reads, and the message will come from this set of scriptures. Oh, give thanks unto the Lord, for he is good, because his mercy endures forevermore. Let Israel now say that his mercy endures forevermore. Let the house of Aaron now say that his mercy endures forevermore. Let them now that fear the Lord say that his mercy endures forevermore. I called upon the Lord in distress. The Lord answered me, and he set me in a large place. The Lord is on my side. I will not fear. What can man do unto me? The Lord taketh my part with them that help me. Therefore shall I see my desires upon them that hate me. It is better to trust in the Lord than to put confidence in man. It is better to trust in the Lord than to put confidence in princes. Amen. Hallelujah. We're going to stop reading right there, but we want to encourage you to go back and read the entirety of the song. Amen. Glory be to God, so that you can get an understanding of what God is saying to you in the Word. Hallelujah. Our key scripture will be verses 8 and 9. It is better to trust in the Lord than to put confidence in man. It is better to trust in the Lord than to put confidence in a prince. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Our title of our message today is Trusting in the Lord. Trusting in the Lord. I wonder who you are trusting in today. Hallelujah. Are you trusting in the Lord? Are you trusting in your money in the bank? Are you trusting in the world system? Are you trusting your job? Are you trusting your husband or your wife? Are you trusting in your IRAs and your 401ks? Are you trusting in the things of the world? Are you truly trusting in the Lord? The Word of God says it's better for us to trust in the Lord. Glory be to God. For the Word of God tells us, hallelujah, my God, trust not in a neighbor, confidence in a friend. Don't trust anyone, not your best friend, not even your wife. Glory be to God, or your husband. Glory be to God. But put all your trust in the Lord. Put your confidence in the Lord. Believing in the Lord. Believing and trusting in him to make a way. Trusting in his timing. Trusting in his will. Trusting in what he allows to happen in our lives. Glory be to God. We got to be trusting in the Lord. Hallelujah. We can't put out man in no form. We can't trust in what they say is American dream. We got to trust in the Lord. We cannot trust in our money, even though the world has a bill that says, and on our bills of money, it says, trust in the Lord. We trust in the Lord, but is the world really trusting in the Lord? Are they really trusting in the Lord? Or are they trusting in the Almighty God? It seems as though the world is trusting in the Almighty Dollar. Oh, my God. Oh, hallelujah. They're trusting in the mighty God. Oh, God. They work, and they work, and they work. And they work, they ain't got time for God because they're so busy trusting in what the world says. They're so trusting living by the world. Wait, glory be to God. And they're not trusting in God. Glory be to God. Hallelujah, my God. Walk in trust in the Lord. Hallelujah. Trusting in the Lord. Hallelujah, my God. Because now we're in perilous time for here. Glory be to God. We're living in the last days. Glory be to God. And we must trust in the Lord. We must be trusting him in all things. Glory glory be to God. We must be glory be to God. We cannot trust in man. We can't trust in Jody and Jonas. We can't trust in you. Because the word has told us, don't trust no man. Not even your neighbor. You can't even trust your family. Because they'll leave you. Glory be to God. Husband and wife will leave you. Glory be to God. But God will never leave you nor forsake you. Glory be to God. But you got to be trusting in him. You got to be believing in him. You got to be living for him. Glory be to God. You got to trust God. Keep trusting. Are you really, truly trusting in God for healing? Are you really trusting in God for your deliverance? Are you really trusting God for what you need? Are you trusting in God? We're in a time and a season where we must trust in the Lord, in him with all of our heart. We can't lean on our own understanding. We got to trust him. We got to trust in him so much so that no matter what's going on in the world, no matter who's in control, hallelujah, we got to be trusting God. We got to trust him. He said, trust in me. Glory be to God. Because there's going to be some things that are going to happen in the world that the world has never seen. It's going to be earthquakes, the Bible says. It's divers. There's going to be famine, pestilence, and disease. Glory be to God. Rumor for war. And we must be trusting in God in the midst of all of that. We can't get focused on what the world is doing and what is going on in the world. Man, in our faith and trusting in the Lord. We cannot fear. But we must continue in trusting in the Lord. Oh, my God. It's easy for us to trust in God and trusting in God when everything's good. When we got the mansion and the houses and the cars and all of those things, it's easy for us to say, oh, I trust in God. I'm trusting in him. He made a way. But can you really trust in the Lord when things are not good? Can you praise him when things are not good? Can you praise him? Because we're in a time that you're going to have to choose him. Hallelujah. You got to be able to trust in the Lord at all times. Glory be to God. Trusting in him means I got to trust him in the middle of a storm. All right. I got to trust him in the middle of my struggle. I got to trust him when I don't see what he's doing. I got to remain trusting in him and believing in his word. I got to continue to be trusting in the Lord God. I got to trust him. Hallelujah. I got to trust him. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. I got to trust him. And I got to know that he's on my side. I cannot fear. I got to trust him. Hallelujah. Because we're living in a time where people don't want God. They don't want God. We're living in a time where there's so much unholiness, unrighteousness. Hallelujah. The love of man is wet cold. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. And you got to be able to trust God in a time such as this. Glory be to God. Hallelujah, my God, my God. You got to trust in God's way of doing things. You got to start trusting in his way. You got to start trusting in his will. Glory be to God. You got to start trusting him. Glory be to God. Even when you can't see what God is doing, you got to be able to trust him. You got to be able to trust him when he tells you to move. You got to be able to trust him. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Don't lean onto your own understanding on that. Whatever God is trying to get you out of, you need to move. You got to have enough faith and trusting in him enough to know that he knows what is best for you. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Trust in the Lord. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. We got to trust in the Lord. Trusting in him no matter what. No matter what's going on. Glory be to God. Be to God, my God. We got to trust him. Glory be to God. We can't put nothing else before him, but we got to trust in God. Hallelujah. The Bible tells us, blessed are they that put their trust in him. Putting their trust in God. We got to trust in him no matter what. We got to keep trusting in the Lord. Glory be to God. We have to trust in him. Glory be to God, because we're in a world where people don't want God. And they fight against everything that belongs to God. And they fight against the things of God. Hallelujah, my God. You've got to trust him. You've got to trust him. Glory be to God. And you've depended on friends, glory be to God, to be beside you, glory be to God. You've got to let him go. Glory be to God. Because trusting in God and trusting in God is what you need to do. Glory be to God. Don't trust in your friends, or they won't be there. Hallelujah. Don't trust them so much. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Oh, my God. Everybody that smile in your face, they should be trusted. Glory be to God. Everybody that laughs and talk with you are not to be trusted. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Keep everybody out your house. Glory be to God, my God. Ah, oh, hallelujah. You're too trusted. You can't trust them. Glory be to God. God said you can't trust them. Ah, hallelujah. Somebody better hear the word of the Lord. You need to trust in the Lord. Trusting in him for all things. Oh, my God. Trusting in all things. Glory be to God. We got to trust in his time. The many times we don't want to wait on his time, we're ready for a resting. But we ought to be trusting in God. We ought to put our confidence in God. But we don't. Glory be to God. We put confidence. We put confidence in the money in the bank. We put confidence in our degrees we got on the wall. You can't even get a job if God don't allow you to get one. You need to trust in it all. Glory be to God. We trust in all that stuff. Glory be to God. But all that stuff is going to fail. Glory be to God. Hallelujah, my God, my God. Hallelujah. We got to trust in the Lord. We got to trust in him so much that regardless of what's going on in our lives, we're trusting in the Lord to make a way out of no way for us. We trust in the Lord. God has promised and gave us a guarantee and assurance that he will never leave us nor forsake us, that his seed will never be begging for bread. God has promised that he will take care of his children. But we must be trusting in him at all times. Not just when it's good. So many people want to trust God when it's good. Oh, God, just bless you with this car. Oh, God, just bless you with a house. Oh, God, just bless you with a hook. Oh, God, just bless you with a wife. Oh, God, oh, God. But when you're going through something, God, why you let this happen? Why you let this happen to me? Why not you? The only way you're going to know how to truly trust in God, you got to go through something. Hallelujah. If you never go through nothing, you'll never know the goodness and the mercies of God. Hallelujah. You won't know that he is good. You won't know that his mercy endures forevermore if you don't ever go through nothing. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. There's some seasons in your life that you're going to go through it. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. That's the only way you're going to know the law. Glory be to God. That's the only way you're going to know to trust in him. Trusting in him means I got faith to believe in the God that I serve, that he's able to do just what he says. He's able to be that Jehovah God. He's able to provide for me. He's able to do it because he's God. But I got to be trusting in him enough and have confidence in enough to come to him. Glory be to God. Now, God, we don't come to God. We go everywhere else, but we don't go to God. We don't go to him and talk to him. Glory be to God. That's our business and up in the street. Glory be to God. Because we go everywhere else, but we don't come to God. Glory be to God. We ought to be trusting in the Lord. We ought to be trusting in the Lord to make a way. We ought to be trusting in the Lord to deliver us. We ought to be trusting in the Lord to heal us and our family and our children. Hallelujah. We ought to be trusting in the Lord. Who are you trusting in? Who are you trusting in? Who are you trusting in? Because you're not trusting in God. You're not trusting in him. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. If you will trust in him, hallelujah, he will show you that he is God. If you will trust in him, God means that I got faith to believe in the things that I cannot see. Trusting in God means that I got to believe in the unseen things. Because if I'm trusting God and I see it, is that faith? It ain't faith. Trusting God means I can trust him and know that he will make a way, even though I don't know what he's doing, I don't understand what he's doing, believing in God takes great faith. Glory be to God. No matter what situation you're in, you got to be trusting in the Lord. Him to do for you. You got to trust him. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. You got to trust him. And you got to trust him in all things. You got to trust the Lord. You got to trust him when you don't have any money in the bank. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. See, I love your testimony. Glory be to God. Because in my life and in my Christian journey of faith, I can tell you that trusting in the Lord, your needs will be met. If you're trusting in the Lord, God will deliver you. If we're trusting in the Lord, God will deliver you. I know, I'm a little witness. That trusting in the Lord will healing and deliverance in your life. But you got to truly give it to him. Glory be to God. You know, hallelujah. My testimony is God has kept me. And God has kept me alive. And by trusting in God, he has kept me in my right mind. Oh, my God, I'm in my right mind because I was trusting in the Lord. Hallelujah. When I was in this place of darkness, glory be to God, I was trusting in the Lord to deliver me. I was trusting him because I knew I couldn't do it on my own. Come on. We can do it on our own. If God don't truly deliver you, you can't deliver yourself. You can't deliver yourself. It is God that will deliver you and heal you and set you free. Glory be to God. Heal our Lord in the deepest of the valley. Trusting in God. Trusting God for my deliverance. Surrounded by the enemy on every side. But me trusting in God, praying and keeping faith in the God. Trusting in the Lord. When you're trusting in the Lord, I can't see and I couldn't see it. I didn't know how I was going to get from this place, and I kept saying, God, I don't have to go through it. I'm surrounded by people on every side, and they're all against me. Oh, God. Kept on trusting in God. I'm still here. And I'm in my right mind because God kept my mind when the devil tried to take my mind. Lord, it got down in the deepest and the darkest of the valley. Glory. I was trusting in the Lord. I was trusting in him for my deliverance. I was trusting in him to deliver me and set me free. I was trusting in him to keep me. I was trusting in him to keep me fed. I was trusting in him to keep me clothed and keep me warm. I was trusting in the Lord. You got to trust in it. Because when you're trusting in the Lord, bring you out of darkness. He can keep you in the midst of the darkness. Glory be to God. Oh, my God. Oh, I praise the name of the Lord because he brought me out of darkness. See, I was trusting in the Lord. I didn't put confidence in man. Even though people were speaking in my ear because he was the one that would deliver me from what I was in. I'm a living witness that God will do just what he said he would do. If we would just trust in him. If we're trusting in him and trusting in him alone, glory be to God. He will lead us and he will guide us. Here I am today, a preacher of the gospel. Preaching the truth of God's word. That somebody else say he'll deliver us. Letting somebody know that trusting in the Lord has benefits. Having faith in him, believing in him. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Trusting in the Lord. Trusting in the Lord. Trusting in the Lord means I'm going to trust him. We don't have nothing. can remember when God brought me out of this place. God told me just what to bring and just what to leave. I was trusting in the Lord because I heard his voice. When he brought me home, God, when you trust in the Lord, God will deliver you. Yes, he will. He will deliver you from the hands of your enemy. Yes, he will. Glory be to God. I'm a living witness. And he will. Glory be to God. And he brought me home. Didn't have nothing in my house. Glory be to God. But I was trusting in the Lord. Glory be to God. Came and anything came. And I didn't have no money in the bank. But I was trusting in the Lord. I was trusting in the Lord. There's a time she was trusting in the Lord to answer her prayer. Trusting in the Lord to make a way for me. Because I was trusting in the Lord. So when you trust in the Lord and you don't trust in man, but you're trusting the Lord, he will make a way out of no way. When you trust. When you're trusting in him, he will definitely make a way. I'm a living witness that he will. Glory be to God. And he will make ways for you for what you already have. Glory be to God. I had to trust the Lord. I was trusting in the Lord when my cabinet was in. I was trusting in the Lord when my refrigerator was empty. I was trusting in the Lord for all y'all. Because I was trusting in the Lord to feed me. He fed me when I asked. Glory be to God. I was trusting in the Lord. See, when you're trusting in the Lord, glory be to God. And you depend solely on him. He's your source and he's your provider. And when you tell the Lord, I'm trusting in you, Lord. If you don't make a way for me, I don't know what I'm going to do. I'm trusting on you. I'm trusting in you, Lord. I'm trusting in you to make a way. I'm trusting in you, Lord. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. We got to trust in him. And we got to walk in faith. And we want healing and we want deliverance. We got to trust him. We got to be trusting in him every day of our lives. We also said, thank you. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. See, God is not looking at what you got. See, trusting in the Lord means, and I'm going to use me. I ain't got no money in my bank. I'm talking about me. Glory be to God. I'm going to give you another testimony. Glory be to God. See, I was trusting in God when I needed a roof on this house. Many of y'all have heard this story. I know that if you listen to this show, you have, but you're going to hear it again today because it is a powerful testimony of the Lord in trusting in the Lord. When a pastor, apostle, and pastor prayed, it didn't rain for 90 days. I got a roof over my house, and I didn't have no money in the bank. That's trusting in the Lord. It's trusting in the Lord to make a way. He's not looking at what you got in the bank. He's not looking at that. He's looking at whether you trust in him. He's looking at, is she really trusting in me? Or is she trusting in the world? Is she trusting in her job? Or is she trusting in her man? Is he trusting in his woman? Or is he trusting in his bank account? Is he trusting in the Lord? Is he truly trusting in me? But see, I'm trusting in the Lord. Because see, when you trust in the Lord to do the things for you, it brings you no sorrow. What God gives you don't bring you no sorrow. Hallelujah. It don't even bring confusion. It don't bring you. That's why we have to trust in the Lord in all things. We have to be trusting in him. And we have to listen to him. When he speaks, sometimes we don't listen. We just move. Glory be to God. And we don't listen. We got to learn to listen. We got to learn to wait. And we got to learn to be trusting in God in all things. Don't rush into nothing. Glory be to God, my God, my God. I've been there, I've done that too. Glory be to God. I can tell you, don't rush into nothing. Glory be to God. Somebody pushing you into do something and not trusting in God, it ain't from God. Don't do it. Don't do it. Don't do it. Don't care what it is. Don't do it. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. You wait on the Lord and trust in his timing. Glory be to God. And everything will be all right. Glory be to God. So we nowadays people, they're not truly trusting in God. Glory be God. They worry about the stock market. They worry about everything. They worry about the money in the bank. They worry about when you trust God. When you start trusting in Him, glory be God. Yes, man's world system is going to fail. It's going to fail. Yes, it is. Yes, it is. It is coming. Glory be to God. And if you're trusting in the world system and put confidence in the world system, it's going to fail you. Glory be to God. You can believe that word. Glory be to God. It shall fail you. That's why we must trust in the Lord in all things and lean not unto our own understanding. It is better to trust the Lord than to trust man. Trust and put confidence in man. Put confidence in the system. Put trust in the Lord. See, in the Lord is the way you must go. Trusting in Him. Glory be to God. Trusting in Him to feed you, clothe you, do all those things. Glory be to God. Trusting in Him. Hallelujah. You got to trust Him. Hallelujah. My God, my God. We got to trust Him. We cannot put our trust in the things of the world. We live in a world. Glory be to God. And we're living in the end time. The signs are all around us. We have so many people just working, trying to get most of, working two or three jobs, trying to get most of. Why don't you just trust in the Lord? Trusting in the Lord to give you what you need. Some of the stuff y'all trying to get ain't from God. That's why you're washing yourself. The devil trying to pay for it. Glory be to God. And some of it ain't time for you to get. Glory be to God. You need to trust in the timing of God. And that's for all things. It's a due season for everything. Why you in such a hell? Glory be to God. My God. Slow your roll. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. And began to trust in the Lord. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. We were just trusting the Lord in all things. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. We were trusting Him in the good times and the bad times. And even at the same time, hallelujah, we ought to be praising and worshiping in that time. Glory be to God. In the good and the bad time. Glory be to God. Because we come to a time when you're going to have to truly be trusting in the Lord. Glory be to God. You ain't going to be able to trust in your money. Glory be to God. You're going to have to trust in the Lord. You need to know it. Glory be to God. If you don't know the Lord, you need to get to know the Lord. You need to get the Lord, know that Lord now. Glory be to God. You need to be calling on the name of the Lord and ask the Lord to save you. You're not saved. Glory be to God. Because you're going to need the Lord. Glory be to God. You got to be trusting in Him. You got to know Him. You got to know Him for yourself. Hallelujah, my God, my God. Many people want the things from God, but they don't really want God. Hallelujah. They want the things. They want all the things from Him. They don't want Him, but they want things. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. But we got to be trusting in the Lord. Better, the word says, better to trust Him. Because He won't leave you. He won't forsake you. Glory be to God. He won't leave you when you're in trouble. He won't leave you. Man will leave you when you're in trouble. Man won't help you when you're in dire need or something. They won't help you. But the Lord will make a way if you're trusting in Him. If you're believing and trusting in the Lord, He will make a way out of no way for you. Glory be to God. I'm a living witness that He will. Hallelujah. I'm a living witness that He will. If you're trusting in Him, He'll feed you, He'll clothe you. He'll do all those things for you. But you got to be trusting Him. You got to be trusting in Him to make a way. You got to know Him. You got to study His word. You got to spend time with it. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. And you got to keep the promise that you made to God. So you made a promise to God, and you haven't kept the promise. Glory be to God. Be very careful. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. When you make a promise unto God, you got to keep it. And you got to make time for it. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. My God, my God. Trusting in the Lord. Do you trust Him? Do you really trust Him? Whatever you're going through right now, are you really trusting in the Lord? Because, you know, many times when we're in that struggle in our lives and whatever we're going through in our lives, we can't see what God is doing.
And sometimes it looks like the enemy has the upper hand, but it's just they don't have the upper hand. It just looks like they have the upper hand. They don't have the upper hand. Yeah, they might persecute you, but we're living in that time. We're living in a time where, you know, Christians are being persecuted. People are coming against Christianity. They're coming against the word of God. They're coming against the people of God. They don't want to hear the truth. Glory be to God. But that's when you're going to have to be trusting in God. Can you trust in God and trusting in God when people are mocking and laughing at you? Will you trust God in those times when people hate you for no reason at all? Will you be trusting God? Or will you be whining? Why? Will you be trusting in God? Glory be to God. He's already told us in the word of God that they hated him. So they're going to hate us too, those that belong to God. But we have to be trusting in God at all times for our deliverance. Glory be to God. It's not going to get no better in the world. The period of times are here. Glory be to God. And we must be trusting in the Lord in the period of time. And in the end time, we got to be trusting the Lord. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Trusting in the Lord. Hallelujah. My God, my God. I'm so thankful unto God for all that he has done for me. Hallelujah. And I thank him for keeping me, feeding me, clothing me, keeping me in my right mind. And I'd like to learn how to trust in him and trusting in him. I had to learn that. And I had to learn it through all of the trials and tribulation and the valley experience. I had to learn how to truly trust in God. Hallelujah. I had to trust in him. Glory be to God. Oh, my God. Hallelujah. I remember a time, this is a testimony, I remember a time I almost lost everything that I had. Didn't have much, but I almost lost it all. Glory to God. But I was trusting in the Lord. Hallelujah. When we trust in the Lord, he will make a way out of no way for us. He'll have a ram in the bush for us. Glory be to God. When we trust in the Lord, when we trust in him to make a way for us, it's all right, it's okay. Continue in trusting in the Lord. Trusting in the Lord means I trust him with my whole heart and my mind. I can't let my mind and my heart just focus on the things of the world. But I got to keep trusting in the Lord. I got to keep trusting in the Lord. Even if I lose my job, I got to keep trusting in the Lord. I got to keep trusting in it. And I got to keep believing that he will make a way. But in all things, no matter what is going on in the world and in my life and in my own little world, I got to trust him. So we got to trust him. Trusting in him. In everything that we do, every season in our lives, we got to be trusting in the Lord. Hallelujah. You got to have faith in it. You can't please him without it. You can't praise him without faith. You can't please him without having faith in him. He's already told us that in the Word. We got to have faith. If I'm trusting in him, that means I got to have faith in him. I got to have faith enough to believe that God will do what he said he would do for me. I got to be trusting in him in faith. I got to be trusting in him for healing in my mind and my body. I got to be trusting in him to keep my mind. I got to be trusting in him to keep a roof over my head and clothes on my back. I got to be trusting in him. Somebody ain't trusting him. You're not trusting him because you're looking at the situation. Glory be to God. But when you're trusting in the Lord, even though you don't know what it is, and I told God when I was in that place, I don't know what it is, but I know you know. and I'm trusting in you to fix it.
Now, it didn't come right then. It might have been a couple of years later.
But I continued to trust the Lord. I was trusting in him. I knew he was going to bring me out. I just didn't know when. But I knew I was coming out. I was coming out for the glory of God, to bring glory to his name. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. We got to be trusting in the Lord. Hallelujah. We got to trust in his will and his way and know that he knows best for us. He has a plan for our lives. But we got to be trusting in it. Hallelujah. We can't get caught up in the world way of doing things. Glory be to God. We got to be trusting in the Lord. We got to trust in him without a shadow of a doubt. No matter what people say, no matter what people do, we must be trusting in the Lord at all times. We can't be trusting in the almighty dollar. There's nothing wrong with having money. Yes, we needed to pay our bills. But some of us are trusting in money, and we're not trusting in God. Something can come. I don't care how much money you got. You can be a millionaire, billionaire. Something can come and take every dime that you got. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Then what you going to do? You ain't got no money. But when you lose all your money, you lose a friend. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. We got to be trusting in God. And not in what we have. And the things and work of all of this is going to fade away. In the Lord. It's better. The Lord said it is better to trust in the Lord than to put confidence in man. Why do we put confidence in man who has no power? Why do we do that? Hallelujah. No man can do to you what God don't allow him to do. Glory be to God, my God. Hallelujah, my God. That's why the scripture said that the Lord is on my side. In other words, I got to trust in him and know that he's on my side. I got to be trusting him because he's on my side. And because he is on my side, I don't need to fear man. And I certainly don't need to put my confidence in man. What can man do to you? What can he do to you when you belong to God? When you're trusting in God, hallelujah, he got no power. He wants you to think that he got power. He got no power. Glory be to God. But we got to put our trust in the Lord. We must continue to trust in the Lord because we're living in those perilous times. And we are living in those days, glory be to God, where we need to put all our trust in the Lord. All our plans are his. We must be trusting in the Lord. Hallelujah. We must be trusting in him. Oh, my God, my God, my God. We need to be trusting on him and trusting in him to make a way. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. There's going to be stuff happening. You cut on the news. There's going to be some stuff happening in the world you've never seen before. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. My God, my God. You got to be trusting in the Lord. Don't let fear come in. Don't let it set in because you're going to hear many things. Glory be to God. But you got to keep trusting in the Lord. We are in the last day. And you say, how you know it's the last day? The word of God says it is. Read the word. Don't take my word. Go to Matthew 24. Go to 2 Timothy 3. Read about the last days and the perilous times and see what's going on in the world today. That's why you need to be trusting in God. That's why you need to be trusting in his salvation and his mercy and his grace and his endurance. For our very eyes. Glory be to God. We're going to have to be trusting in the Lord in these times. Glory be to God. Hallelujah, my God, my God. God is able to keep us. Glory be to God. And he has promised in his word that he will. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Trusting in the Lord. In the last days, trusting him. In the perilous times, you're going to have to trust him. Glory be to God. Because we're living in a world where people don't want God. There's so much going on in the world. People are not trusting in God. They're trusting in everything else. They're trusting in drugs and alcohol.
and love, morning, glory be to God. They're trusting in all that stuff. They don't even bring life. Glory be to God. The Son of God died for the whole world. He brought life into a dying world. And people don't want light. They want darkness instead of the light. They're not trusting in the Lord. They're trusting in the things and the systems of the world. They ain't trusting in God. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. But Jesus came that all might live and have life in him. That's why he came. He laid down his life and shed his blood that we might live. Hallelujah. That we can have eternal life in him. Or we surely we're going to leave this world. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And our souls need to be right with God. We need to know him for ourselves. Glory be to God. He will save us if we were just asking. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. We got to be trusting in him. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. You got to trust in his word and what the word is saying. Who report will you believe? Will you believe that other word? Will you believe the report of man? Or will you believe the report of the Lord? Will you trust in him? Glory be to God. Trust in him. You got to trust him. Glory be to God. You got to trust him. Hallelujah, my God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Trusting in the Lord brings healing, deliverance in the lives of the people. Glory be to God. By the power of the Holy Ghost. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Trusting in God to make a way out of no way. Trusting in God for all things. Trusting in God at all times. Trusting in God when everyone is against you, when everyone is hating you. Trusting in God when people have left you. Trusting in God when you don't have no money in the bank. Trusting in God when you don't have no food in your cabinet. Trusting in God when your husband or your wife don't act right. Trusting in God. Hallelujah. When people say you ain't going to make it. When they say you ain't going to amount to nothing. Trusting in God. Trusting in God when they say, nobody will never love you. Trusting in God. We trust in God. He'll send you a mate. Wait. Glory be to God. Don't get in a hurry. Wait. Hallelujah. And he'll send you that soul mate. He'll send you that man that he has created there for you. He will send you that woman that he just created there for you. Trusting in the Lord. Don't worry about what the mother folks say. Glory be to God. And get the wrong man or the wrong woman. Trusting in the Lord for your mate. Trust him. Trust in his timing. Trust him enough to wait. Glory be to God. Because it'll be worth your wait. Glory be to God. If you will just wait on him. Glory be to God. You got to trust in the Lord. And trusting in him in all things. Not just some. In all things, glory be to God, my God. We got to trust the Lord. Amen. Glory be to God. I don't know about you, but I'm trusting in the Lord. I have seen God working in my life, and I give thanks unto the Lord because he is good. Hallelujah. And his mercy lasts and everlasting, and it lasts forever. His mercy endures forevermore. Hallelujah. He is an awesome God, and we must trust in him. It is better to trust in the Lord than in man. For man will fail you every time. But God will never fail you. He will never leave you. Hallelujah. He's a God of promise, and he is a God that will keep his promise. Glory be to God. Trusting in the Lord is better than trusting in man. It's better than trusting in riches. It's better than trusting in so-called friends. It's better to trust in the Lord. Hallelujah. And I want to encourage you today, glory be to God, continue in trusting in the Lord and believing in the Lord. No matter how bad it gets in times, or will get hard and it'll get rough. And sometimes you can't see your way. But God already done made a way. We just got to keep the faith. And we got to keep our eyes on Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith. We got to look to Jesus. We got to look to him.
We got to look to Jesus. We got to look to him for all things, and we got to continue trusting him in him. We got to look to him. We got to look to Jesus for all of our faith. And we got to keep believing. We got to keep standing. We got to keep holding on. And we got to keep trusting in the Lord. Amen. Glory be to God. I don't know about you, but I thank God for his word. Hallelujah. And I'm thankful that God is a God that will help us. He will help us, he will deliver us, and he will set us free. Glory be to God. Trusting in the Lord. Hallelujah. Don't put nobody before God, but trust in the Lord. Hallelujah. Trusting in the Lord will bring forth whatever you need in your life. Hallelujah. Will bring this in your life. I'm a living witness. I'm here today because I was trusting in the Lord. Glory be to God. Don't try to fix it yourself. Hallelujah. Get out of God's way and let him do what he do. Glory be to God. My God, my God. We just thank God for his holy word. Amen. If you don't know the Lord, hallelujah, I want to encourage you today to give your life to Christ. Glory be to God. God is calling. Will you answer the call? Glory be to God. Will you ask the Lord to save your soul today? Glory be to God. It's just as simple as that. Just say, Lord, save me. I believe that you came for me, that I might live and have life through your shed blood. Lord, I believe that God raised you from the dead. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. If you would just say, Lord, save me. Lord, I repent of my sins. Say, Lord, I repent of my sins. Glory be to God. You have to have a godly sorrow. Glory be to God. Hallelujah, my God. If you would just ask him, Lord, save me. And if you said that prayer, hallelujah, we believe that you're saved. Amen. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Find you a Bible-believing church and get you a Bible and begin to read it and develop your relationship with God. And you can leave me a message on Facebook. Amen. Elaine Jackson, a voice of truth. Amen. Let me know that you have given. Amen. And we will, we'll pray for you, the wild team, amen, to help you get where you need to be with God, amen. Glory be to God, hallelujah. We do hope and pray that you tune in to Prophetic Corner today. Powerful message, praise the Lord. We ought to praise the Lord at all times, amen. His name ought to be on our tongue at all times with a praise. Glory be to God, hallelujah. Prophetic Corner, amen. It's from 5 to 6 o'clock. P.M. Eastern Standard Time with your host, Prophetess Martha Williams. Voice of Truth is the second half of the hour of power from 6:30 to 7:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Amen. We want to encourage you and invite you to get Moment in the Spirit, which is done by Minister Michelle Wilson, and also Weekday Manna with Sister Sheila Leverick, amen, for an offering of $25 or more. If you would like to receive either one of those ministries, amen, you can contact Apostle Wild at the information that I gave you earlier, amen. Then on Tuesday night, amen, glory to God, one word from the Lord with your host, Apostle Yvonne, Pastor Joseph Ryle, amen, at 11 o'clock p.m. Eastern Standard Time, amen. We want to ask you to tune in and get blessed by the word from the Lord, amen. Then on Saturday, we have Faith Come by Hearing Ministry with your host, Elder Evangelist Bertha Askews at 3 o'clock p.m. Eastern Standard Time. We want to encourage you and invite you to become a partner for an offering of $25 or more. If you would like to become a partner with Without Walls, if you can contact Apostle Ryle at the information that I gave you earlier. We're going to get out of here. Amen. Glory be to God. We know a lot of people are watching the game. Amen. I'm going to do the benediction now to him that is able to keep you from falling, to present you falling before the prison of his glory with exceeding joy. To the only wise God, I say, be glory, majesty, dominion, and power, both now and forever. Amen. Have a blessed week. God loves you, and we love you too. Here at Voice of Truth Worldwide Ministry. Be blessed.